The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. The next day, as John stood there again with two of his disciples, Jesus went past, and John looked toward him and said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned round, saw them following, and said, "What do you want?" They answered, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where do you live?" He replied, "Come and see." So they went and saw where he lived, and stayed with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of these two, who became followers of Jesus after hearing what John had said, was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother and say to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ. And he took Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which means rock. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In this year, with some exceptions, such as the times of Lent and Easter, on Sundays, the reading of the Gospel according to St. Mark will accompany us. We will get to know Jesus little by little, getting into the view that this man had of Jesus and the one that he wanted to leave us forever. However, today we begin with one of those exceptions, because on the second Sunday of time during the year, after Christmas time, this Gospel of John is always read, almost as an extension of the mysteries that we have been celebrating in recent weeks, of Christmas and of the Epiphany, of the manifestation of Jesus. Jesus became a man. He manifested himself to Mary and Joseph, to some humble shepherds. He allowed himself to be found by the wise men of the East, by the pagans. In other words, he wanted and wants to manifest himself to everyone. He allowed himself to be baptized, to become one of us, being humble. And now we could say that on this day, he lets himself be pointed out by John the Baptist, so that we all know who he really is and begin to follow him, to fall in love with him. Everything has, as we say, its logic. And something in today's gospel helps us to think about two fundamental things, very beautiful, that can help us. First, we need someone to know who Jesus really is. In those times, they had John, who looked at Jesus and who also pointed to him, we could say, as the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world, who takes it away, and somehow pointed him out to others. It is nice to think about this. It is nice to think that we need another to know him. It is necessary, and it is nice to know that others need us to know Jesus. No one can know Christ if someone does not point him out to them, does not show him to them, if someone has not previously lived the experience with him, if someone does not say, "There he is. The one that crossed the path of my life is the one I want to cross yours. He is meek. He is a lamb. He takes away sin. He does not challenge. He does not shout. He does not judge. He does not criticize. He does not look in a bad way. But he loves, forgives, embraces, corrects. Yes, it is true, caresses, gives us his unlimited mercy. That is the Jesus that we have to look at and point to. That is the Jesus that they pointed out to us. Or we can ask ourselves, is this the Jesus that I point out so that others may believe? Is this the Jesus that they pointed out to me? And is he like that, so meek, so like a lamb? Or did they point to another, and I continued following him without realizing who he was? It's nice to think about this. It's good to question ourselves, because ultimately our faith is used a lot there. In those moments, we realize how it feels and how we live the faith. Do I point to Jesus or do I point to myself? Or do I point to a Jesus I don't believe, distorted by ideas that are not true? And the second has to do, of course, with the encounter with Jesus, which, if it is real, is unforgettable. Do you remember the time and place of the moment when you most enjoyed being with him? The apostles, the ones we hear today, they never forgot. What we hear in today's scene is a synthesis of how Jesus is known, what it feels like, and what it does to the heart. Everything happens in a very short time. But ultimately, what you notice is that being a disciple of Jesus, being a serious Christian, is following in his footsteps. It is walking after him with a fundamental question in your heart. Where do you live? Which would be like saying, I want to meet you. I want to be with you. I want to know where your house is, and I want to enter it. I want to be your friend. I want to walk through my life alongside yours. Being a disciple of Jesus is also allowing ourselves to be questioned by him, to let him ask us, what do you want? What are you looking for? What is your deepest longing? Jesus asks us not because he does not know what we need, but because he wants to help us to realize ourselves. He wants to help us to bring out what is inside of our heart. And we do not realize what we were created for, to enter into communion with him. Being a disciple of Jesus is not automatic. It does not happen from one day to the next. One becomes a disciple little by little. To be a disciple is to listen to Jesus, who always tells us, come and see. As if he were saying to us, come, dare to follow me to know my heart. Come, I offer you my heart, my house. I offer you to know me. My home is in the world. My home is in your heart. My home is in the hearts of others. My house is in the silent prayer. It is in the Eucharist. It is in each personal encounter with me, and I am everywhere. In reality, Jesus invites us to his house to end up entering ours, in our hearts. Yes, it is true that it is a definitive encounter when we really do find him. We never want to go back. When today the priest lifts the host and says at Mass, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Let us tell Jesus with sincerity that we want to follow him. And although we are not worthy, we want him to also enter our house. One word from him will be enough to heal us. Do you remember the time and moment when you met your Savior? Do you remember the time and moment when you most enjoyed being with Jesus? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.